Welcome back. I still can't get over how big this microphone is. I think we need to downgrade. She's fucking huge. He definitely calling it a boy. Hi everyone. How are we? Happy New Year. Wow. It's 2024. I saw this TikTok and this girl was like, realizing that 4 years ago is not 2016, it's 2020. And I was like, damn, she really did that to me. 4 years ago, it was 2020. So 4 years ago, it was January. I was a junior in school. I was making YouTube videos. I had just did Vlogmas. I was uploading a bunch and I was promoting them on TikTok and it was going nowhere. And I hadn't even had any sort of hint of a following yet. So that's fucking crazy. That's whack. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to What's That TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I made a video today, actually, on TikTok as well about my car, Tom, my 4Runner, if you guys don't know. And I was like, oh my God, this car has literally grew up with me. And I was finding so many images of me sitting in Tom and recording TMI on my little white microphone I used to have. And it's just so funny to me, like, how long I've done this, and it doesn't even feel that long, but it has been. Okay, anyways, ADHD, holy fuck. Happy New Year. The new year, everyone fucking talks about how they're about to be the best version of themselves, how they have everything fucking figured out for the year. They have their whole month plan, dry January, fucking 15-day, 45-day, 75-day hard. Everyone's doing it. You're looking around, you're like, everyone's got their shit together. I need to catch the fuck up. Everyone just goes into the new year like, I'm gonna be a new me. I'm gonna have a fresh start. I'm gonna have a fresh fucking beginning and it's all gonna be rainbows, butterflies, so amazing. And truth be told, that's awesome. We should go into the new year with that mindset. I could not wait for the holidays to be over. I couldn't wait. 2023, I had some bumps in the road, some major bumps I haven't dealt with in my life before. So I had some bumps in the road. I was like, I am so ready to slingshot my little ass into 2024. Literally my little ass. We need her back. We need my ass back. I used to have a fat ass. I used to get complimented on my ass. It's gone. It's fucking gone. And so I was like, I cannot wait to go into the new year. So, you know, holidays pass. And we're sitting in 2024 and it's dark. It's dark. It's gloomy. The weather's not good. It's cold. It's fucking gray. I'm questioning my existence. I'm like, why did I even make it into this next year? What is there for me? What is my purpose? What am I gonna do? I'm looking around. Everyone's doing all these amazing things. Not even amazing things, but they're just like on their shit. And I'm sitting there like, no, I'm gonna rot in my bed. It's January 3rd and I already have a bad start. 2025 will be my year. I already failed. I seriously was sitting this whole past week in my bed saying to myself, what am I gonna do? What am I going to do with my life? What am I gonna do? If this was you as well, listen the fuck up right now. Good shit. If you have been rotting in your bed, good shit, babe. You deserve that. That was a hard past year. Yeah, we're going to start this new year off fucking rotting in our bed, eating Mike and Ike's every day only. That was my diet. Mike and Ike's. Fuck you, Mike. Fuck you, Ike. No, that is so bad. But guess what? I'm glad I did it. You know why? I think every beginning, every start, everything that goes into good has to start a little shitty. So I had a shitty first 7 days. Am I saying that the worst things were happening to me in the world? No. Was I getting up at the crack ass of dawn and going on a run like Martha on TikTok was? Fuck no. I was waking up at 2 fucking p.m. crying, okay? I literally started this year off being like, oh my God, I wanted to get to this next year so bad. And now I literally just want to go back to 2023 and wait for Christmas to come. And just like, at least I know I can rot in my bed because the holidays are here and whatever. So this is not for my 30-day hard girlies. This is not for my dry January bitches. Praise you. Keep doing your thing. Do your thing, but do not listen to the next 5 minutes of what I'm going to tell you guys. Guys, if you are feeling lost, if you are feeling sad, if you are feeling depressed, if you just don't feel up to it, if you're looking at everyone else and being like, why do they have their shit together? I don't. Trust me, it's okay. You're safe here. You're completely fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it, babe. Don't worry about it. You know why? We're going to go through this together. I have seasonal depression, seasonally depressed hoodie. If you want it, it's on sadiecrawl.com. It's actually so comfy. I love it. I have that. I'm going to talk about how we need to change our mindset in this episode, how just some steps to get better and that we're going to work on together and we're going to check up on each other every week. So you guys know I'm not rotting in bed and I know you guys aren't rotting in bed every week, but Listen, we're not perfect. We're not perfect humans. We'll never be perfect humans. And while some may appear to be, and maybe they are on a better path than us, and maybe they are doing better things, guess what? Don't even worry about it. You got me, okay? I'm telling you, if you ate the snacks, if you scrolled on your phone way too much every day, if you were rolling out of bed at 2 p.m., if you were literally struggling to get your shit together, if you were literally driving to work, like, I hate this, it's okay. That does not make the rest of the year for us. We're going to get a good fucking kickstart to 2024. It's okay if we fucked up already. We got this. But seriously, do not dwell if you have failed your dry January, if you have done something wrong, if you feel like you're already off to a bad start, it's okay. I'm telling you, I think shitty starts win in the end. Shitty starts win in the end, because guess what? Everyone that started on January 1st doing amazing, if that's you, don't even listen to this. But if it's not you, I'm going to say this so you feel better. Everyone that starts on day one doing everything correctly and just being their best selves and just fucking thriving, they're going to hit a fucking downfall eventually. I'm not wishing anything on anyone. I'm just saying that's like science. They're going to eventually be like, God, dog, I want to eat the fucking snacks in bed. What the fuck? And we're gonna be like, we already did it. We already did that. Okay. So how to have this year be the best year of your fucking life and be the best year where you find your best self, just everything amazing this year. How are we gonna do it, Sadie? I literally just sat in bed all week. Like you said, I've been fucking struggling. I don't even care if this is the best year of my life. I really don't. Trust me, I'm fit in the same fucking mindset. I'm like, I have no goals. I have nothing I care about doing. I literally don't give a shit. I've been a fucking cunt to my family. I'm sorry if you live with me. I am sorry if you live with me. I walk downstairs. If anyone bats an eye at me, I'm like, don't look. Do not look at me. I think I'm a fucking ghost. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. The only people I'm nice to are the people making my cold brew with almond milk every morning. I'm like, extra ice. I want that medium. I want hash browns and I want them burnt. They're like, who even asked that? Me and Katie Ritchie, I got that from you. Thank you so much. But I'm not someone you've been wanting to know recently. You don't want to know me because I'm just a negative ball. And guess what? We are going to change that. It's okay, but we're going to change that. And here's how we're going to do it. And we're going to do it together. Okay. I love you guys so much. Imagine no one on here. Everyone's like, oh, this is actually just you. No one else has been rotting in bed. That's literally just you. If it is, okay, welcome to it. Here's my fucking life right now and how I'm going to make it better. And if you want to listen along for when you do hit that bump in the road, come back to this episode and listen to it then. So after I have been rotting, after I've been actually just wasting so much time, maybe I'm storing energy inside of me. Maybe I can look at it that way. Instead of me being like, oh, I've wasted so many days already this year doing nothing. No, you know what? I was storing my fucking energy to kickstart this year. Okay. After this, guys, after we've already had a shitty start, or even if you haven't had a shitty start, but you just feel like you haven't started yet and you haven't started bettering yourself, whatever. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to get up. I don't care if you're starting your morning off every single morning listening to Fight Song. I don't care if you're having to roll out of bed and literally baby crawl your way into the bathroom to grab your toothbrush. I don't give a fuck. I personally have to listen to Praying by Kesha every morning. I hope you're somewhere praying. Literally been listening to that in the morning. Why? Why? We are going to change that. Do you know why? Because I feel like it gets me in a bad mindset already in the morning, because I literally am like, I hope they are, but we don't need to do that. But we cannot be sleeping till 2 p.m. and we can't be scrolling on our phones right when we wake up. We can't be doing that, guys, because I promise you, it fucks with you. It really fucks with you. Phones are so bad. I think a life without technology would be so insane, so different from what we have. I know I sound like a hypocrite because this is literally my job, but I'm telling you, I really think starting your day off with the little box that can literally access the whole fucking world and planet is not good. Don't do it. So set your alarm. I struggle with waking up to alarms, and you guys aren't going to believe what happened the other day. It was literally Saturday night. I did nothing this past weekend, nothing, didn't care to. I got invited to Texas to go to the national championship where they went to the bar with the players after. I literally didn't care. I was like, I don't want to go. Sorry. No, don't want to go. I didn't even go. I stayed home. Saturday night, I was laying in bed and I was like, God. And I was like, please just wake me up in the morning. Wake me up in the morning and I'll go to church. I was like, I can't sleep till 4 p.m. tomorrow again. I'm losing my mind. I was literally, guys, I've been dancing in my room at night. That's what I've been doing. That's it. It's 2 a.m. Everyone's asleep in the house and I finally get out of bed and I'm just dancing around my room. Not okay. And I was like, God, please just wake me up in the morning. That's all I ask. Just wake me up in the morning and I'll go to church. I've been praying out the butt, literally out my butt. I've been praying so hard. And I was like, God, please just wake me up in the morning. I want to go to church. What happened? I wake up, eyes open, I look at my phone. It's 9:30 a.m. And I was like, I was like, thank you, God. I went to church. I got up. I got dressed. I went to church. And then I didn't do anything else that day. I really didn't. I came home. I got some food. I literally chilled. I didn't do much. But it still felt good to just be able to get up in the morning. So if you can't wake up to alarms, if you're like me, or if you just wake up in the mornings already in a bad mood, trust me, just wake up in the morning, get up, and brush your teeth. That's, sorry, if you're watching on visual, I just had to throw a piece of fuzz out of the way. That's all I'm going to have us do, okay? Was that TMI? That's all our priorities are right now. You're probably like, Sadie, that's a really easy fucking 2024. That's going to make my 2024 better. No, but it's a start for us rotting bitches, okay? For the girls doing good, that's not for you. I'm sure you already wake up, do that, make your bed, fucking stretch, Pilates class already on the way. That's awesome. I wish I was you. Unfortunately, I'm not right now. I'm in the rotting era. So the rotting era girls, all I'm going to ask you to do, wake up in the morning, stand up, and brush your teeth, okay? And if you follow Was That TMI on Instagram, if you don't, go follow it because I'm gonna be posting every day. I'm like, bitches, did you get up? Did you fucking stand up? Did you brush your teeth? Are you sleeping till 2 p.m., Rebecca? I thought we talked about this. No, you're not. I'm gonna be checking on you. You guys need to check on me. And we all have slip-ups. We all have slip-ups. I'm sure you'll see me, Mike, and Ike in my bed. I'm sure you will. But for the meantime, we're gonna be waking up in the morning. We're gonna stand up. We're gonna brush our teeth. I'm going to make my bed too. I'm going to do that. I'm going to throw that one in there. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. It does feel good. I'm going to make my white sheets that are actually brown all over from my self-tan, Sunkissed by Sadie. It's the best. But I'm going to make my bed every day. I'm going to promise myself that as well. Okay? But get up, stand up, brush your teeth. I do that every morning anyways. Do I sound gross? I brush my teeth every morning. But I'm just like saying we're going to start doing that earlier, not at 2 p.m. Next thing we're going to talk about. For people feeling lost, or even if you're not, just you want 2024 to be a good year, and you're like, what are things that maybe I don't know that could make it a good year? The biggest thing I have learned, I've really been journaling, guys. I've been studying. I've been listening to documentaries and fucking noting. I'm like, am I back in school? Noting. Clearly not, because that's not a word. I have learned the biggest factor in the way you feel, in the way you carry yourself, in the way your future looks is literally your mindset. And we have talked about that here before on TMI. Your mindset changes your life. Literally, we attract the things we think about. And I know you're probably like, oh my God, are you fucking getting crystal rocks and like manifesting your life? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying though, we genuinely attract what we think about because we are creating a narrative in our heads and that narrative plays out in our life. If I wake up in the morning at 2 p.m., maybe the afternoon, and I get up and I get on my phone and I text my friend, I feel like shit. I'm so bored. I have no fucking motivation. There's nothing to do in this bum ass town of mine and fuck my life. And then I get out of bed and I go and I look in the mirror. What am I going to look in the mirror and think? Fuck my life. This sucks. I have no motivation. Whatever. Then I'm going to go throw on some fucking clothes that are comfy. I am in my PJs, but it's okay. It's fine. It's not. I should be ready. It's fine. I'm going to go throw on some PJs, change out of my PJs. Maybe I don't even change. And I'm going to go get in my car and I'm going to drive to Dunkin' Donuts. Guys, this is obviously real. This has been happening. That's why I'm so passionate about it. I'm going to drive to Dunkin' Donuts and I'm going to go to the drive-thru and I'm going to get my cold brew and I'm going to start drinking it. I'm going to be like, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is my life. I'm bored. I'm miserable. The only thing I look forward to is that Dunkin' Donuts coffee every morning. And then I'm going to go about my day and I'm probably not going to have the best fucking day. Not even probably. I'm not going to have the best fucking day. You know why? Because I immediately woke up and I was like, fuck this. Fuck all this. Fucking hate this shit. We can't do that. We are literally waking up and deciding how the rest of our day is going to play out. A little bit of a change in your emotion and the way you feel and the way you talk to yourself up here literally changes not only your day, your life. I sound like a preacher. I don't care. It's so true. It's true. It's literally true. When you're thinking down, you're worrying, you're doubtful, whatever, It creates an emotion. That emotion is fear. You're worrying, you're doubtful. You then become fearful about your life, about your day, about your situation, about your relationships, everything. You're just fearful. This then goes down to anxiety. So you are anxious. You genuinely, your body is anxious, and it puts your body and your mind uneasy. It makes you uneasy. You can't think straight. You can't go about your day straight because you have anxiety, because you are fearful, because you are thinking all these thoughts of worry and doubt. You're like, Jesus Christ, what? I know. Trust me. Listen, let's switch it, okay? Instead of having the thoughts of worry and doubt, switch it into saying, okay, maybe I'm worried about this thing or I'm uneasy about it, whatever, but I understand it's out of my control, or it happened for a reason, or it's in the past, or whatever it may be. Maybe you're not even worried about something, but just you're just not feeling good. You're not feeling good. So if you're not feeling good and you're sad, that sadness is an emotion and it makes you depressed. Anxiety can lead to depression. Just everything, just any negative thoughts you're having up here that make you feel dun, 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 you're going to switch it. And you're going to say, okay, I'm sad, but you know what? Sitting here and thinking about how I'm sad, or sitting here and being sad, isn't gonna get me higher on the ladder to happiness. No. So you're gonna say, okay, I'm sad, but I want to be happy and I'm working towards being happy. Just fucking switch it in your brain. It sounds stupid, but literally just that little switch in your brain. Okay, so let's say that you do that, right? That thinking leads to you having faith. So if you just switch it and say, yeah, I don't feel the best right now, or this is freaking me out, or I'm having anxiety, or I feel depressed, but you know, I don't want to be that way anymore. And I'm going to work towards not being that way. And I'm going to trust whatever the hell is going on this planet, the universe, if you believe in God, God, that I'm going to get out of this. It then brings you to having faith, which puts your mind and your body at ease. You're probably like, wow, Sadie, you'd be a great first grade teacher. I know I'm dumbing it down for us, but that's because I'm not the smartest either. And just trust me, it's all gonna make sense. Just that helps. Not gonna lie, I wake up a lot recently. I don't even sleep that well at night sometimes. Who would have thought? You guys, I'm genuinely sorry, pause, ADHD. Literally, I'm not kidding. If you could have met depressed Sadie in like ninth grade, 14 years old, where I honestly was like going through a really hard time. We'll get into that later down the line. But if you guys could have met her, that's who I am now. It's not. Whoa, see that negative thinking? Whoa, it's not. But she was really sad. She was depressed. I haven't like felt like that since then. So if you guys could have met her, this is kind of how she was, except she didn't have the maturity to like switch it up in her brain and like make herself more happy. She just was like, I'm going to be depressed because I want to be. But no, now we're older. We're more mature and we're going to fix that. But sorry, unpause. Okay. So when the DeLulu-ness of bad thoughts in your head, worrying, anxiety, all of that, you want to catch it. You want to literally sit there while you're thinking all these things. Because trust me, I have a personality where like I can be great 1 minute and I'm awesome and I'm feeling good and I'm on the phone with my mom and she's like, oh, you sound so happy. And then in the flip of a switch, I'm like, and just opposite. You need to literally bring yourself out of that moment. You have to be like, okay, no, stop. Catch yourself and be like, nope, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to trust the universe. I'm working towards being happy. All of that DeLulu bullshit. Hell no. If you're a Christian, if you believe in God, literally give it to him. Say, God, I know that all this worryness, anxiousness, I know you're not putting this in my head and I'm trying to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it. I know that's not thoughts you're putting in my head. That's not even thoughts that I would give myself. Like I've heard people say before, that's like the devil putting thoughts in your head and all that madness in your head. It's not God. That's not a thought from God. So when you have it, be like, nope, that is not a positive thought that I would have or that God would give me. And I'm getting rid of it. Nope, I don't want that. And just even doing that, like just bringing yourself out of the moment and being like, why am I thinking all of this like craziness? No, I don't want it. And just like being like, bye, I don't want that. And distracting yourself, doing something else. When you're feeling down, literally do something that makes you happy immediately. Think of something that makes you happy. Do something that makes you happy. I don't care if it's playing a song you really like, dancing around your room, going and playing a game on your phone that makes you smile, or looking at a picture of something that makes you happy. Not your ex. Don't do that. Don't. Don't know why I even thought of that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just literally just think of like happy moments, happy times, something that makes you happy, the ocean, anything. Immediately change the thought. Change the thought. Distract yourself. And I know all of this, it takes time and it takes practice, and no one's mind is just amazing all the time. Some people might say, yeah, mine is. It really is. But come on, Becky. Like, we know you get sad sometimes. Doing this, practicing it, reminding yourself things are going to be okay. Yeah, you're going to have days where you cry. I have the past 7. You're going to have days where you're anxious, you're worried, and you don't really know, you feel lost, whatever, but just try. It's better to try and to fail than to not try at all. And I promise you, if you're trying these things every day and reminding yourself of these things every day, you're not going to fail. You're not going to just always stay in this sad state. Things are temporary, okay? Also, set like reminders on your phone. Hey, life is good, or God loves you, or you look good. Remember to smile. Little things like that. Sounds corny, sounds cliche, but just do it. Because you get the little buzz and you look down at your phone and it's like smile and you're like, no. But like, you know, you're a little part of you is like, okay. So let's say you're doing all of this. You're doing all of this. You're changing your mindset. You're getting up in the morning. Mike and Ike is no longer in your bed. And you're like, Sadie, I still feel the same way. I'm trying so bad to convince myself I don't, but I do. I feel lonely. I feel like I'm living the same life every day. I'm doing X, Y, and Z, but I don't have any fulfillment in me. I feel like I'm not motivated. I still just don't feel better. What do I do? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, Sadie, it's not okay. I just want to be happy. I literally just want to be happy. That's all I want. I want to be happy. Well, you know, you go say that to some people and they're like, well, what makes you happy? And you're like, fucking nothing. When you're like down bad, you're down bad. And trust me, I get it. So I did come across this TikTok of Steve Harvey, and he was interviewing T.D. Jakes. I literally have a whole notepad for this whole episode, guys. You would die. He was interviewing this guy. His name's T.D. Jakes. And he was talking about happiness. Steve goes, all right, T.D. So people ask all the time, how can I just be happy? How can I just be happy? And T.D. Jakes goes, all right, you got to own your own happiness. And I was like, mommy. Just kidding. I was like crying watching it. He said, you got to own your own happiness. Only you can create it. For my religious people, stick around because I'm going to talk about God and happiness and things like that. But he was saying only you can create your own happiness. You can't rely on success and others for happiness. And he was saying, like, you know, a lot of people rely on their kids for happiness, or their spouse for happiness, or the football game, or just whatever. And he was like, you can't rely on that. And I like that he used the word rely, because of course in moments of you win the big game, you're so happy. Or of course in moments where you have a really good night with friends, or your boyfriend or your husband, and you're feeling over the moon, and you're like, what do you mean you can't rely on that stuff for happiness? That is what makes me happy. Yes, but what if that all goes away? What if that all goes away? What if you get a boyfriend and you don't really have a lot of friends, and then you and your boyfriend break up, and then you don't have any friends really that you feel like are in the same boat as you, or that, you know, are you feel happy with at the moment, and you're just like, it's all gone. Nothing makes me happy. You have to have your own happiness, dumbass. If you guys aren't watching on visual, a lot of this is me literally making fun of myself and pointing at myself. I'm not actually like being a cunt and just like saying that you're a dumbass. I'm relaying this info back into Sadie Crowell's head because I need it. This guy also talked about, he said a lot of people delay their happiness because they're waiting for something. They delay their happiness because they're like, all right, well, you know what? When me and my boyfriend get married, I'm going to be happy. Or when I have a kid, I'm going to be happy. I say that all the time. I'm like, once I have a kid, I know I'll be happy. No, once I have a kid, I know my priority is going to be them. So it's going to be like, I'm going to think about myself at the end of the day when I lay down at night, and then probably just fall asleep because I'm exhausted. But you can't wait for something to happen. You can't wait for life to just be perfect and all the puzzle pieces fit to then be like, all right, I'm good. Life's good. No, you can't do that. It doesn't work. Go ask anyone. Go ask any successful person. Go ask anyone who thought that if they had the nice car or the nice boat or all the friends or all the money, whatever the fuck, if once they got it, they're happy. No, most people reach where they're trying to get to and go, I was the most miserable in my life that night. A lot of people say that. A lot of people get to where they've been climbing, trying to get to, and they finally get there. A lot of people do this and they're over the moon, and that's completely fine. But I'm saying you will meet a lot of people who say, I wanted this so bad, or I wanted this, or I thought when I got here, I'd be happy. And I got there and I was like, I'm the most sad I've ever been in my life. Or why did I think I'd feel different here? I don't feel any different. Yeah, that's because the things that we receive down here, the materialistic stuff, even relationships with people, you cannot rely on that, on getting that, on getting there, climbing to the top of the mountain to make you happy. No, you know why? Because it's about the journey. It's about the journey, y'all. It's about seriously every single day making you happy. You're not going to get to the end and be like, thank God, I'm good now. Let's have a good time now. No, you're going to be like looking down at the whole mountain you climbed and looking at that day where Sheila fell down the mountain. You guys all had to go get her and you were laughing your asses off at her. Or the day that you met some random man and he gave you a piece of advice that you took with you the rest of the way up the mountain. Or the day that, I don't know, you guys get what I'm saying. You look down at the journey and you're like, the journey's the good part. So why was I waiting to get here to think that everything would be okay? Everything would feel great. No. The journey is the best part. But find simple things, simple joy for your own heart, your own stuff you do independently, just you, aside from people, money, making it to the top, whatever it may be. Examples, guys, examples to make you feel fulfilled, things that fulfill you with no one else around, just independently yourself. Examples, journaling, praying, web designing, starting a podcast if you want, learning, dancing, music, football, anything. Guys, it could be anything. You can be like, I've been making friendship bracelets in my room every night and I really look forward to going home and making those friendship bracelets. Make the fucking friendship bracelets. Good for you. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be something that gets you somewhere. It's just little things, little simple things that we enjoy that make you happy. Those are some examples. Okay. The second thing I'm going to talk about, I think he kind of touched on this as well, but I actually had this come to my head, not to take credit for it, but I was thinking about it and I was like, wait, this is kind of dope. Like, I'm going to talk about this. So I struggle a lot with living in the moment. So once again, back to enjoying the journey. I struggle a lot with enjoying the way to things, even though I'm not even going somewhere sometimes. I don't even have goals, but sometimes when I'll be out doing something, I'm like thinking of something else I should be doing and not enjoying being in the moment. And it's hard. It's hard, especially with how fast everything moves today with technology. Shit doesn't stop. Everyone's on the move. Everyone's on the go. Everyone's going somewhere at all times. Something else I've been doing recently, I struggle a lot with living in my past or dwelling on my past. If you guys can't tell. And so I had this thought when I was in my room and I was like, things happen for a reason. And it's like we learn lessons in life that teach us things, even if we don't understand right in the moment or right after or months after. We still know that we are learning things and things help us grow. So, you know, me struggling sometimes with living in the past or wanting to return to past things or, you know, just thinking about situations over and over and over again, I thought to myself, okay, you know what? Let's take this for example. You go to school, right? And your second period or second class of the day, you have a really hot teacher that you're always so excited to go sit in that class, right? You're so excited because Mr. Smith is so sexy. And so you go and you sit in the class on Monday, okay? You have this class every single day of the week. You go and you sit down and Mr. Smith looks so good today. He's in his black suit and he looks just so snazzy and nice. And he said, okay, guys, so today I'm going to teach you about... about the ocean. You're like, oh my God, I'm wet. Yes, the ocean's wet. I know. Okay. Anyways, you're like, all right, so we're gonna learn about the ocean. So he teaches this magnificent lesson about the ocean and you walk out of class with your friends and you're like, he's so hot. I'm so glad he taught us about that. Like, it was awesome. So then you go to Mr. Smith's class the next day on Tuesday. Okay. And he's standing at the front of the class and he's in a blue suit today. And he's like, okay, guys, so today I'm going to teach you a lesson and we're going to learn about the ocean. And you're like, oh, okay. He really likes water. What the fuck? And so he goes to start telling the lesson and he's telling the exact same lesson he told yesterday. Now he is hot. So you're like, okay, but like, you know, I enjoy this class because he's a hot teacher and I still enjoy coming here and looking at him and drooling over him. But why are you teaching the same lesson again? Like, what? So then you leave and your friends are like, that was kind of weird. He looks so good in that blue suit. Wednesday comes around. You go back to class. Hey, guys, we're going to learn about the ocean. And you're like, all right, is this guy on fucking drugs? What's going on? He teaches you the same lesson. He does it the next day and the next day, too. All 5 days, he teaches you the same lesson. And you kept going back to class and you were like, all right, you know, he's still hot, but I come here every day. I'm not learning anything. How am I going to grow from this? How am I going to get anywhere if I keep on just going to Mr. Smith's class because he's hot? You drop the class. You say to your friends, guys, I know Mr. Smith's really hot, but we got to drop the class because that's going to get us nowhere. We're going to get nowhere if we keep going back to his class. How fucking smart am I? Like, I literally thought of that analogy and I'm like, damn, that was fire. I don't even know if analogy is the right word to use for that. But I was like, that was fire. You know why? We cannot keep going back to past things, past situations, past experiences where we know what the lesson is. Why do we want to go and learn the same lesson again? We are going to get nowhere doing that. So don't go back to your past, to past things. You guys know what I'm relating this to, but I'm just saying, don't go learn the same lesson 5 different times, 6 different times, 2 different times. Maybe you need two. 2 is okay. But don't go back to Mr. Smith's class over and over and over again and live in your past, because you are literally doing that. You're returning to your past. You're learning the same thing. You're realizing nothing's changed, nothing's different. And then you're trying to move forward as well. You're never going to move forward. You're never going to learn new things, experience new things, have a future if you keep going back to your past. Sorry, Mr. Smith, we're out, but you're hot still. That's fine. Leave it at that. Mr. Smith one day might catch up with you and be like, oh my God, guys, I was on Molly and I kept on teaching about the ocean because I love the ocean. You're going to be like, Mr. Smith, I'm so glad you're not on Molly anymore. You guys get what I'm saying. You do get what I'm saying. I hope people are listening and they're like, does she think she's funny? No, this is just genuinely how my brain works. Like, that's how I have to literally put something in my head for it to entertain me enough to understand it, to be like, okay, that makes sense. I get it now. Moral of the story, though, we create our own stories in life, so don't stay stuck in chapter 6. Turn the page, people. Let's keep reading. So true, too. I saw this girl talking about living in the past or returning to past things, or someone was interviewing her about it, and she was like, no, why the fuck would I read the same book? Or why I don't read my books backwards. And I was like, slay. So TD Jakes is back again. He says, enjoy life, enjoy the journey, enjoy the book you're reading, the movie you're playing. The main character in this movie is you. The main character in the book is you. It's you. That's fucking sick. That's dope. And remember, inevitably, both of these things will be over. When you're watching a movie, it's gonna end. When you're reading a book, it's gonna end. But you look back and you think about the whole book as a whole and how good it was. Same with the movie, the 120 minutes of the movie. There's no reason to skip through it until the end and skip this part and this part and this part. No, enjoy the whole thing. But they're all going to end, just like your life. Are people in a movie like, hey, by the way, when you get to scene 3, it's going to be really fucking dope and you're going to feel better about this moment in the movie right now. You might as well just skip there. No one watches a movie like that. So sit back, enjoy the journey. You do get to create your own life. You are literally creating your own life. Your narrative, your feelings, your emotions, all of that. So you guys are like, all right, Sadie, can you just like be funny? I'm done with this shit. I know, it's a lot. I was really getting in depth. And I know this is a lot easier said than done, trust me. So I'm going to lighten this up a little bit. We're going to talk about my New Year's Eve, everyone. Going straight back to the past. No, I just never made an episode on my New Year's Eve. You guys, I know you love story times and things. And so I'm going to tell you about my New Year's Eve. I had no New Year's Eve plans. And I honestly didn't really care. I was like, whatever. And then I realized, nope, I definitely need to do something on New Year's Eve because I'm not going to stay home. And I wasn't even having FOMO or FLAL. If you're new here, FLAL is F-L-A-L. It's feeling like a loser. It's our version of FOMO. And you should never feel like a loser and have FLAL. But sometimes we do get it here. I wasn't even having that, though. I genuinely was just like, I need to do something because I have no plans right now. No one's doing anything. Like I said, winter always gets like this for me. Nothing goes on. No one's doing anything. And I struggle with my own happiness and creating my own life, not relying on others and things. So we're fixing that. But I was like, I'm definitely going to go do something for New Year's Eve because it's probably going to be the last time I do something in a while. So I was debating on either going to Nashville or I was going to go to Georgia. Well, in Georgia, there's one place I was going to go to and it's UGA, Athens, Georgia. I'm sorry. It is not one of my favorite colleges. I've never enjoyed it there. Maybe I just haven't had a good experience or time there. I've never gone to like a game day there. I've gone to game days at like Bama and FSU. Is that it? Ole Miss. I just don't think I've had the right experience in Athens, so I've never really enjoyed going up there that much. But my brother and all of his friends were going to be there, and I didn't really know anyone else doing anything unless I wanted to drive 6.5 hours to Nashville. So I was like, you know what? I'll drive the 5 to Athens for one night. Literally got there. It was already pitch black out. Got ready, went out, and oh, did Chad have a good time. If you're new here, Chad is me when I no longer am, what's a word I could use? Coherent. When Sadie goes incoherent, Chad is actually who runs around. So I became Chad before the ball even dropped. I honestly don't even really remember midnight too well. I actually filmed a street fight, so that was really awesome to wake up to on my phone. I had a good time, and then I came home and I was kind of just like, eh, whatever, I don't even care, like, fun night I guess. And I came home and then me and Kelly got in a little battle. You guys know I'm 20 and I still live at home, and I don't feel bad about it at all. I really don't. And I also just don't know where to move. Like, I think so many people are like, maybe you'd feel better if you moved out. Yeah, no shit. I don't know where to move though. Like, I genuinely don't. And I've literally, funny enough, have rented 2 places in Atlanta, and both of them I found out were in someone's basement after I rented them. And I don't really want to do that. So I canceled both of them, but I took it both as like a sign of like, okay, maybe Atlanta's not the place. The only reason I'd really go to Atlanta is because it's my hometown and I know people there, but there's not really anything for me up there other than I would just be around more people I know, I guess. And then I really would love to go to South Florida because I just love nice weather, but I'm scared to go down there by myself. And I think I also live a very unique life. I post every single day what I'm doing, and people are like, oh, you know, just don't do that. And I'm like, it's my fucking job. Like, actually, I don't know how, but Snapchat has become one of my jobs. Like, it literally, I don't know why. I think I talked about that a while ago on here, and I'm so grateful for that. I don't understand why. I think it's insane. That's actually crazy to me and wild. It still baffles me, but I actually, like, I've been posting on Snapchat since I was 16 like that. Like, when I literally got my following when I was 16, so grateful for, very blessed. Thank you so much, Jesus, everyone. I love all of you. Snapchat, people weren't really using Snapchat in the quote unquote creator space like they do now. Like, that wasn't really a thing, but I am annoying and would constantly post on Snapchat all the time. So I think I just kind of built up like a following on there. And literally, it's just like me doing shit every day, random shit. And so, you know, it is kind of scary for me to move somewhere alone. It takes one fucking creepo out of the, I'm sure, tons of them to be like, oh, I'm gonna fucking, sorry, that's way too much. But you know what I mean? Like, that's terrifying. And so it's scary because I don't really know a ton of people in areas to go. And I'm just a little girl. I literally still feel like a little girl. And that's not because I'm like nurtured by mommy and daddy and they always do everything with me. No, y'all, I've been fucking flying out to California since I was 17 by myself and just being like, I don't care, I'm good. But when it comes to moving and living somewhere alone and trying to meet new people, and the thing with me is like, I trust anyone. I don't, like, I'm very aware of my surroundings, but me with new people, I'll talk to fucking anyone just because I genuinely enjoy that. Like, I can make friends. If the world was a safe place, I'd be out of the country. Not because I don't love America, but I would just want to explore everywhere and everything. Like, I would genuinely be in Mexico running around the streets talking to everyone. But it's like, me doing that alone isn't the safest thing in the world. It's not really safe at all, unfortunately, anymore in the world we live in. So the moving thing has been a little bit of a ugh. And then I also am like, have furniture ordered, and then I build the furniture and it breaks. I've had 2 furniture sets now break, and I'm like, is that a sign? I have like a fucking fruit fly in infestation in my bathroom. And I don't want to go rent an apartment here because it's kind of just like throwing my money away because I live with mom and dad. I've just kind of been like in my bed and I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do anything. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And I'm just going to sit in my bed with Mike and Ike and chill. And that's what I've been doing. And I had no motivation. And that's why today I wanted to make a podcast about, no, we're not going to sit and do that anymore. We are not, because life is too short and every day does matter. Every day does matter. So I finally just got up and I got on my desktop and I started answering emails and I started saying yes to the meetings and I started answering the doctors that were calling my phone saying, when are you going to get your wisdom teeth out? Monday. I'm so scared. I'm actually so terrified. I'm so terrified, especially because people say it takes a while to heal. But I'm like, if I don't do it right now, I'm not going to do it the whole year. And I have this one snaggle tooth that really bothers me and I want to get it fixed, even though it's great for shotgunning. And I need to get my wisdom teeth out first. So I'm going to go get those bad boys removed. I'll be able to video that. But if I come on the podcast next week and I'm like, I apologize. Maybe I should record an episode right when I get them out. But something that immediately started helping me with this whole no motivation shit and just being so down bad is gratitude. I watched this documentary and they were talking about gratitude and being grateful. And I do wake up in the morning and I try and write down 5 things every day that I'm grateful for. Even on Sundays, I'll try and post something on my Instagram story. Sorry, I have a kink in my back. My Instagram story saying what I'm grateful for and things like that. And it does help a lot because when you really sit down in those moments of feeling depressed, anxious, worries, whatever, and you sit down, you go, okay, hold on, wait. What do I have in my life right now? What has God given me? What do I have right now in my life to be grateful for? And whether it be your feet, your legs to walk on, your lungs that are breathing, it can be as simple as that, guys. But that's a blessing because there's people laying in hospital beds without that. And I know when you're down, down, down bad, you're like, I don't even care. Like, I don't even care to live. Like, I don't even care if I have lungs and legs. Yeah, you do. You do. You do. Because trust me, that's been me. I've been that person that's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But you have to. You have to be grateful and you have to appreciate things. Even like my family. I sit here and I'm like, yeah, so what? I walk downstairs and I'm like annoyed that I live with my family and I'm like, whatever, I'm so over this. But at the end of the day, I love it and I love them and I love my family. And family comes first to me always, no matter how much sometimes you want to rip mom's speaker box out and say, mom, you need to stop talking for a little bit, or she wants to do it to me, or we don't see eye to eye. You know, it's your family. Appreciate it. You got to just look at things and be like, what would life be like without that? What would life be like without my legs to walk on? Think about that. Think about those things. And even those people get up and they got to do all this. They got to be like, you know what? I'm still here. So I'm grateful. And I heard this saying as well from the podcast Girls Gone Bible, who I really have been liking their podcast recently. I just see them on TikTok. They were saying, what do you want? What makes you happy? What are your passions, talents? Look at what you have and the things that you're blessed with. God has given you your situation. He also has given you exactly what you need. So if you don't have it, you don't need it. Or maybe you just don't need it yet. But what has God given you so clearly that you were born with these gifts that could lead you to your purpose? And she was talking about that. And I was like, it is so true. Like, what has God? I honestly was thinking about it with even you guys. Like, I was like, all right, what? Because I do sit there sometimes and I'm like, what is my purpose? What should I do? What's next for me? What path should I take? And then when I watched that video of her saying that, I was like, wait, this is what I have. God has given me this for a reason. And I need to take that and realize I do love this. I do love sitting down editing this or making podcasts or making YouTube videos or whatever it may be. I love the connection I form with you guys through it. I genuinely, genuinely mean that. I do love to make things that I think are funny or make videos that are meaningful or whatever, but I genuinely do appreciate and love reading DMs, reading write-ins from you guys, people sliding up in my Snapchat stories and saying things like, I needed this, or just things like that, or just our humor together. I really do appreciate that. And I build a connection with you guys through that. And I feel like I do have purpose doing that. And so when I heard her say that, I was like, all right, that's what I have. Maybe you just made the soccer team or something. And you're sitting there like, I don't know what I want. You made the soccer team. Maybe that's your purpose. And you're going to meet people through that. You have to look at what we've been given and be like, okay, what am I going to do with this? She said, where are doors opening for you? Where do you feel like he is backing you? And then trust him. I do think that too. Where do you feel feel like he's closing doors, opening doors. And just when you go into situations, when you go into things, when you're going to do things, think, okay, God, would you back me? Would you trust me on this? And then if you think yes, trust him. And then I wrote, everything is on his timing, so don't worry. Cast your worries to him, and trusting his timing brings you freedom to live in peace. She actually talked about that as well. She was saying that sometimes she would just like look up to God and she would just laugh and she would just be like, I don't know why this is happening, but like, I know you're doing it for a reason. And like, sometimes I don't understand so much, it drives me crazy, but I just sit there and I laugh because I trust him so much and I trust his timing so much. And she's like, and once I do that, I literally just have this freedom in me because I can just live worry free and not worry about things. And that was like, okay, whoa. So like I said, I know too, some people don't do the religious thing, and then when I speak about it, people get confused and they don't want to hear about it, and some people do want to hear about it. So I know that we have a mix of both, and that's why I wanted to kind of keep that talk towards the end. Even if you're someone who's like, I don't believe in God, but I'll listen to her talk about it, listen to me talk about it, because you never know. And seriously, I feel like right now I'm in a waiting season, or just a period that doesn't feel so great or exciting or fulfilling, and I'm like, what do I do? And I actually have a friend who I've been talking to a lot who's in the almost same exact boat as me, and I said to this person last night, they said, I feel so lonely, the friendships I'm experiencing, I have my friends with me and I have this with me and I have this, and I literally still feel so alone, nothing feels good, I don't get it. And I was telling this person, I said, hey, I'm not kidding, try and talk to God, try and build a relationship with God, try and just put him first, try and talk to him, trust him with everything. And they said to me, they said, I'm not kidding, I feel so alone that I feel like I'm supposed to be doing that. Like, I'm almost like, oh my God, I literally feel so alone. So like nothing is working for me, that I'm being pushed towards that. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And people say that's what happens. People say that you feel so alone, you feel so down, you feel so sad. And it literally is a season of loneliness because God wants you to come closer to him. And this person was like, I just don't know where to start. I don't even know. I've always been religious. I've always believed in God. I always have thought, yes, we go to heaven. And they were like, but I don't know where to start. I don't even know what to say. I don't. And I was like, just talk. I was like, just sit there and talk, or talk in your head, or just say, I mean, seriously, you don't even have to believe, but just if you want someone to talk to, if you want someone to speak to, if you feel like no one's listening to you and you want to try, sit there and just be like, okay, God, here's what I'm going through. And he already knows everything you're going through. He knows, but he will sit there and he will listen, and he's going to feel it out for you, and he's going to build a path for you that you're going to get further and further down. And it takes time, and it takes trusting, and it takes waiting, and it takes believing in him and trusting in him and having faith to be like, okay, I see what you're doing, it's gonna be okay, I trust you. Or maybe you still are like, I don't know what you're doing, but you know what, I just trust you, and you're gonna start to feel better. I promise you, when I start to feel better, it's because I'm getting closer to him, and it's because I'm talking to him more, and it's because I'm trusting him more, having more faith. It works. I wouldn't sit here and tell you that. If there's one thing I can promise you in the world, it's that he's real and he loves you so much. He loves you so much no matter what, he loves you and he is there for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Just that alone gives me peace. It just gives me peace, because I don't understand sometimes why things happen. And I struggle the most with this with human relationships, with friends, relationships, people. I don't understand why someone may act some way, why someone might be a certain way, why I feel like I did all I could, why I feel like I put in so much time, so much energy, or just I feel like I did the most and all I do is care or love. And I'm like, did I do something wrong? But why are they acting this way? I don't understand why, but I just go, I don't need to. God has it all figured out. He has it all happening the way it should. He has it all formulated the way it should be going. And even too, in like this waiting season of mine, or this period of life that feels a little more dull than others, I know that he is working in other places that I wouldn't even think about. You don't know if, let's just say, for example, you have no friends and you're like, I'm waiting for a friend. I hope I find a friend, and I know God will bring me one, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. You have no idea that maybe this person that's going to walk into your life and be your friend is in a really bad situation right now, and God is making them go through it and then isolating them to bring them closer to him. And then you're going to meet this person and you both are going to just click and be like, I went through this at this time and you were going through that at that time. And then we met when we were both better. You have no idea what's happening. Your tire could pop driving down the road. I got to fix this now. And why would that happen? Now I'm going to be late to where I was going and blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Yeah, you were just saved from getting hit by that semi that accidentally switched into your lane if your tire hadn't popped. Not saying that that's exactly what happens, but everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that. And I think once you do believe that, and once you do trust that and have faith in that, your worries start to slip a little bit and you get to live at ease more. Overall, though, the 2024 musts that we are going to do here at Was That TMI, we're already getting out of bed earlier in the morning, or just in the morning at all. No more afternoons. We're standing up. We're brushing our teeth. Some of us are going to make our bed. Some of us aren't going to. It's okay. 7, 8. I wrote down 9 must to do for 2024. Okay. Number 1, stop comparing and focus on you and your story. Amen. Amen. Right? Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop seeing the girls on TikTok do a better dry January than you are, do a better workout than you are. They did this many reps and you couldn't get there. Stop. Focus on you. Worry about you. Don't worry about them. Okay? Don't worry about them. Oh, she has that jewelry and I don't, and blah, blah, blah. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No one cares. No one cares. Number 2, let's drink water. A lot of it. I don't know why I wrote that down, but I do want to start doing that because I do drink coffee and caffeine a lot. And I know when you drink water, it's just good for you overall. So we're going to start drinking more water. Oh, number 3, questionable. Quit the vape. Sadie, I know. I know. I was a frequent vapor. I really was. And I'm so glad I'm not anymore. I would take breaks a lot. I would go 2 months without one, then I'd get one again because I was going to be out somewhere and I wanted my own. I didn't want someone else's. And it's a little bit easier to quit during the winter because there's not as much going on. But I will say, you know, if you slip up at the club and you vape, that's fine. I'll meet some of you guys and I'm like, yo, can I hit that? And you're like, I thought you quit. And I'm like, I did, but not right now. So, you know, I think it's okay. We get passes sometimes, but the every day, every morning, grabbing it from under the pillow sheet and hitting it, you feel so much better when you're not doing that anymore. Promise you. Try and quit the vape. 4, don't chase. When you stop chasing, you get it. So true. Yeah, we're not chasing anyone, anything. I mean, chase things, but like, you know what I'm saying? Don't waste your energy on chasing shit. I do stay in people's DMs, but that's okay. That's a different story. Number 5, controlling others. This goes back to even me saying, sometimes I sit there and I'm like, I don't know why they did this or why they thought this or why they act this way. Don't worry about it because you can't control them. You're not them. You're not going to be able to change people. Sometimes you can change people. Sometimes you can't. So don't worry about controlling others. When you stop worrying about controlling others, your life gets a lot easier because you're not relying on them changing or controlling them or hoping they're going to act in a certain way to make you feel any way, because you already got yourself and you're good. So no matter what they do, how they act, it does not matter. 6, leave the bad in 2023 in 2023. Yes. What happened in 2023, it's in the past. Goodbye. Don't worry about it. Leave it in the past. I actually heard this too. You can ask God to remove memories. You can ask God to remove things from your mind that you don't want to remember anymore. You can literally pray on it and sit and pray on it and just say, God, please help me forget. Help me move on. I don't want to remember this anymore. I don't know if that works. I've heard from people it works. I haven't tried it, but I'm getting to that point. Okay, I'm really getting there. Number 7, make promises to yourself. Make promises to yourself. Number 8, try and stay more clean. Sometimes I like being a little bit, I kind of like being kind of gross. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it, but I do want to get a little more clean, but that one's questionable. We don't need to really focus on that. Number 9, don't wait, do it now. I do agree with this. There's a lot of things I push off. There's a lot of things I say, eh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. And then that leads to my whole floor filled with clothes. So that goes back to the clean thing. But I do think when you want to do something, just do it in the moment. Or when you're like, oh, I need to call that person, I'll do it in a little bit. Just do it right then, because then you get it over with. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, everyone. That is your kick-ass start to 2024. I hope the bed rotting has been great. I'm sorry to cut it off for you. I hope the scrolling on your phone for way too long has been great. I'm sorry to cut it off for you. I hope you've enjoyed your time being a lazy piece of shit. Sadly, that is over. Maybe I'll give you one more day. Tomorrow counts, okay? We don't have to be great tomorrow. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Wow, we had another longer episode. We are loving the longness lately. Anyways, guys, I love you so much. And I pray for you all every night. I do. I really do. Cheers to 2024 and cheers to TMI and cheers to the club going up on a Tuesday. I love you guys so much. Stay kind and stay yourself always. And know your worth. Know your worth. Know your worth. Amen. I love you. Bye.